When the temperatures start to cool down, we turn our heaters on, put on the extra layers, and spend a bit more time indoors, away from the freezing cold. However, where do the wild animals go in winter, and what happens to all of those insects which were previously out and about in the summer? Many people have their guesses, but few know certainly what happens to all of that wildlife in the winter. So without further ado, let's jump right into this video. Some wild creatures, such as the bear, enter a state of hibernation in which they are sleeping off the winter. Many wild animals do not go through hibernation, though, and a lot of people believe that many creatures hibernate which actually do not hibernate. So this begs the question, where are these wild creatures actually going if they are not in a state of hibernation? Well, let's cover a few of the different types of wild creatures we have and what they do to survive the brutal northern winters. First off, the insects. Did you know that 50% of all known species on Earth are insects? That's a ton of insects, but during the winter you can be hard-pressed to find many out and about. Insects struggle a fair bit during the winter as the cooling temperatures make it near impossible for them to move. Many insects combat this by migrating just like birds down south. They fly up north when the temperatures get warmer, and when they feel it starting to cool down, they go back down south. The reason insects and birds do this is because there's much less competition for resources the further up north you go, whereas down south, there is significantly more competition. For example, Canada is nearly the same size as the continent of Europe, yet the population is just 38 million, compared to Europe's 741 million. So when birds and insects travel up north, they get more natural environment and space to thrive. And to make that point clear, I'm not saying that they do this because of humans, because humans aren't up there, but because many types of wild creatures are not up north. However, there is a lot of vegetation, a lot of wild areas, so it's especially safe for them to travel up north. That being said, many insects do not migrate because they lack the capacity to travel long distance, such as in ants, or other colony-based insects such as bees, wasps, and hornets would rather stick to their colony. So what do ants do? Ants will bury themselves in the winter and live off of storage that they have collected in their underground colony. They typically do not move a whole lot. However, they can be moving around on warmer winter days, but they're typically not going out. They're typically staying in their little colony and not trying to go out. Some species of hornets will stay slightly active during the winter. However, they will rarely leave the hive, and if they do, it's on warm, sunny days. Many other types of insects will literally bury themselves in the ground in hopes that they will reanimate when temperatures warm up in the summer. Again, it gets so cold, so many of these insects literally just freeze up, they stop moving, and they stop needing to consume anything because they're not moving. And then when temperatures get warmer, bam, they're active again, they start moving. Snakes. Snakes and other cold-blooded animals will often create a giant ball of other snakes or other cold-blooded animals in order to stay warm and survive during the winter. With less wild animals out and about, they will also have to eat a lot prior to the winter in order to survive the food shortage. Snakes particularly enter a state called brumation, which is not hibernation, however it is similar in some ways. It is basically a big slowing down of all of their internal processes as well as metabolism, so that way they can survive the very long winters. And while not too common, you might be surprised to find snakes out and about on a warm winter day, collecting some sunlight to warm themselves up and pop their head out and see if any small animals are hopping around. So, where do the small animals go during winter? Small animals will typically prepare a nest of sorts in order to survive. One method to do this is to go inside of a dead tree trunk with other wild creatures. Raccoons and squirrels, for example, will prepare food and shelter during the summer with other members of the species, and then nap together during the winter. Like other wild creatures, they won't be that active during the winter. However, some, such as squirrels, may be found out and about. Other types of small rodents are going to kind of enter a slowed down state as well, such as rats and mice. And then raccoons actually are becoming quite intelligent and they're doing quite well during the winter. And the reason for that is because they're starting to get more and more smart and they're figuring out how to source human food. For example, they'll go over to our dumpsters and they'll source food during the winter when humans aren't out and about, and they'll take it back to their little hideout and they'll just keep hiding and eating in there during the winter. So there's another way which wild creatures are surviving the winter. Many will hide underground, in tree trunks, create nests, but with the advancement of human civilization, creatures have found yet another way to not just survive, but thrive during the winter. Our homes and urban structures often have hidden weaknesses, not easily seen by the human eye, that wild creatures are exploiting in order to thrive during tough times. For example, rats can squeeze through a hole the size of a quarter. And many wild creatures like rats are able to shrink themselves and gnaw open bigger holes in order to find ways into our urban structures. Wild creature infestation happens to tons of homeowners and property owners every single year across the world as we continue to urbanize, and these numbers will only continue to grow. Furthermore, urban creatures such as the urban raccoon are measuring significantly higher in intelligence than their natural counterparts. One raccoon study confirmed that urban raccoons were starting to evolve higher intelligence by a substantial margin, as they were much more capable of opening garbage bins, handling traps, and finding their way through a maze. What this means for you is that your home or property may be at risk for wildlife infestation. This can cause all sorts of problems, such as disease, damage to the structure, and a lot more. Wildlife X Team International specializes in safe and responsible removal of wild creatures and pests from your home, and we restore everything back to its ideal state. When possible, we will completely safely remove wild animals and return them to a safe place in the wild where they can live naturally. For example, we are regularly relocating raccoons and other small animals back into a natural area far away from your home so that they will never infest you again and they will continue their lives safely and happily. If you think you have a wildlife or pest problem, please give us a call at 855-WILDLIFE or visit wildlifexteam.com for more information. See you later.